USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, she testified before the House. On Wednesday, she testified before the Senate Finance Committee. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling lawmakers that despite current headwinds, the economy remains on solid footing. The Secretary telling lawmakers that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
A report says the National Guard will be deployed in and around Washington, D.C. soon to deal with potential violence surrounding the Roe v. Wade abortion case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Some with ties to the recent mass shootings are testifying before Congress. During a House hearing, an 11-year-old talked about surviving the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, as other students were dying all around her. This as a bipartisan group of senators is continuing to work on gun legislation. Simone Biles and other Olympic gymnasts are suing the FBI.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will be removed from office following a recall vote. Appearing on Fox's America's Newsroom, Los Angeles Deputy Attorney John Hatney says he had radical and extreme policies that led to an increase in violent crime.
Most of us, we wanted reforms. However, what we got with George Gascon and Chesa Boudin is radical and extreme policies that have led to a major increase in homicides, smash and grab burglaries, follow-home robberies, fentanyl deaths, and gun violence.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced that he has launched an investigation into Twitter to determine if they are being transparent about bots on the platform. The Attorney General saying all they're doing is asking questions.
We've sent out what are called civil investigative demands, and there are questions about these accounts and whether they are real, and all we need is real answers. And if we get those real answers and they match up, everything's good. If they're deceiving consumers, that's an extra cost to consumers that they shouldn't have to pay.
The Boston Celtics and Golden State Warriors are set to face off once again in Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. The series is tied at one game apiece after Boston won Game 1, and the Warriors responded with a dominant win in Game 2. Game 3 will tip off from the TD Garden in Boston at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.